My husband and I are currently employing the principles and theories of marriage fitness as best we can and have seen some good results. However, I am stuck on the question, which leads to conflict for me and certainly gives my husband reason to question my resolve to work through this long-term unfaithfulness. At what point will I forgive and forget about his cheating that causes so much pain and numerous questions? It sometimes feels as though I am carrying an unfair burden, especially since I frequently see this woman. Or is it true, as my husband says, if you continue to pick at a scab, it never heals? Thank you for your impressive wisdom and insight. Best regards, Gail. Gail, thank you for the compliment. Thank God. Okay. So I want to zero in on one particular thing that you mentioned here in your question and try to help you with it. I think that you say in your question, you really answer your own question. You say in your question that you're seeing this woman often. And I would suggest to you that that's exactly why you're having such a hard time forgiving and forgetting. Because when you see this woman, your husband's suggesting that you keep picking at a scab as if you're bringing it up. But it's not you that's bringing it up. It's the circumstances of you running into this woman that is the picking of that scab. One of the keys to succeeding and recovering from infidelity is you have to really be able to move on. You have to be able to, you know, just as I said before, it's important that the adulterer sever the relationship with the mistress or mister completely so you can begin to feel safe that he or she is completely out of your life. So in the same way, you want to try to eliminate all reminders and signs of that relationship so that you can really begin to move on. But how are you going to move on if you're constantly running into this woman and therefore being reminded of this horrible time in your life? You have to do something to make sure that you're no longer running into this woman. I mean, I have seen situations, I've been personally involved in coaching people that are in situations where I have advised them to move. That's right, move. Pack up, take their family, their kids, and move out of the city, sometimes out of the state, for exactly this reason. They should put their marriage first. Moving is certainly an inconvenient thing, but they should put their marriage first and move so that they can begin to cleanse their life of signs of that affair. And that will set the stage for a better healing. Okay, let's go to the phones.